Pathologists in Mulago Hospital and police have resolved to widen the probing to the death of Kalangala District Woman Member of Parliament Helen Nachimuli, including carrying out an audit of Alexandria Hospital, where she died from after a fibroid operation. Nachimuli died yesterday evening after undergoing an unsuccessful fibroid operation. The Leader of Opposition in Parliament, Joe Senyonyi, says that he has been told that the post-mortem carried out so far has not provided a conclusive report about the cause of death, requiring further tests and audit of the processes handled by Alexandria Hospital.
From the doctors, the cause of death is still not ascertained. We are still carrying out a couple of tests. Toxicology, ascertain all the other details.
Of course, there's too many questions out there. I've also been told by them that they are going to head to Alexandra Medical Center to get all the reports from them to do an audit of the hospital and the procedure as it was done. They are doing it as medical person and police and so on. So we are waiting. We are waiting so that all of these questions get to be answered one way or the other.
Meanwhile, tentative funeral program has been issued, with the body of the late Nachimuli being transported to her home in Kalangala for an overnight vigil ahead of a special district council session tomorrow. The Leader of Opposition in Parliament, Joe Senyonyi, says that Parliament will pay tribute to her on Wednesday morning, followed by a funeral service on Thursday at the Orthodox Church in Namungona, and thereafter burial in Luwero District.
The body of the Honourable Helen Nachimuli is going to be taken to Kalangala District tomorrow. There's going to be a district council meeting for her constituents to also get to pay their last respect. And then Wednesday morning, we shall receive her body at Parliament, a tribute to our colleagues. And then after the session at Parliament, we shall go to our headquarters, NUP. Then in the evening, Wednesday, we shall have a vigil at their home in Namungona. Thursday morning, we shall have a funeral service at the Orthodox Church in Namungona. And then immediately after, we shall head to Luwero for burial, where they've got